B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Jack, what can we do for you, sir?
Hey, so basically what's going on is I met this girl, Summer, online. I've been, like everyone else, quarantined up at the house, and I've been real panicky, real crazy about everything. I'm like, I'm taking this whole thing very serious. Like, I'm wearing masks, on gloves, on sanitizer. Like, I'm being super safe, but like, I got tired of being in my house for so many weeks by myself. So I started to hit up some girls online, and I started talking to this girl, Summer. And we've been talking for a couple weeks now, and it got to the point where I was like, you know what? She invited me to her house, and I said, you know what? Why don't you just come over to my house? Because I feel more, like, safe. So she came over to my house, and, you know, we had dinner. We hung out. Like, we were vibing, and everything went pretty good as far as I know. And she just kind of ghosted me out of nowhere. I haven't heard from her. I've been messaging her and stuff on social media, and like, I haven't heard back from her, so I don't know what's going on.
Do you think you did anything that made her never want to see you again?
I mean, I'm, like I said, I've been taking a lot of precautions. We stayed six feet apart the entire time we hung out, and maybe she got a little freaked out that I'm, you know, wearing gloves and a mask and stuff. But I mean, I felt like we were connecting, you know, we were vibing the whole time, like we were getting along. I felt like she liked me.
Okay. I'm not going to crack jokes because you're trying to be safe. I mean, I could, because you might have looked like a weirdo when you opened it up and looked like a beekeeper, but whatever. So we'll give her a call for you next, okay?
All right.
Hang on. Second date update on 10.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Jack. He's, and rightfully so, he's being very cautious during this time. Now, everyone has levels of cautiousness.
Mm-hmm.
His is, it's weird because I would say it's a 10, except for the fact that he had a stranger over his house. He invited Summer over his house.
Right.
To hang out, which you would be like, oh my God, this guy sucks. He's just inviting germs into his house. But then, at the same time, he said he was basically like all gloved up and masked up and...
Which is the weird part, because you would think if he's being that safe, he wouldn't be inviting people to his house. But
yeah.
I don't get this.
I mean, listen, look, I was getting bored. Like I said, I've been alone for weeks. I need some human interaction.
Right. That means you've been doing a lot of masturbation. Anyway, so we'll give her a call now. Just stay quiet.
Hello?
Is this Summer?
This is Summer.
Oh, perfect. Hi, Summer. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. This is going to sound weird, but can I just explain why we're calling? We got your phone number from somebody.
What?
Okay. Just let me explain it. It's a good reason. We got your number from a gentleman who wanted us to call you on his behalf. Okay, so the reason that he wanted us to call, and I'm going to tell you his name too. He wanted us to call you because he likes you. He feels as if you have similar feelings towards him. And he wanted us to offer a date with him. So we'll do like a weird 2020 quarantine date where we'll have you guys Zoom in. We could send food to your house, food to his house. And you guys just see if you get to, you know, just talk for like an hour or so and get to know each other and see if you hit it off. And if you do, you know, when this is all done, we'll set you up for a real type of date. And like, I tell you the guy's name too. You're gonna recognize him.
Okay.
Okay. So the guy is Jack, who you who you know exactly what I'm talking about. I love this.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. I was gonna say you might think he's a funny guy. This is positive.
Yeah. So why are you? Okay. So we talked to him and he seems very confused as to why. you wouldn't be into him, and he's been wondering why you haven't returned any calls or texts.
You know, it all started out perfectly adorable. Like, we're going to try and have a, like, quarantine date. And then it just got creepy.
Can you be a little more specific? Because he wasn't being specific. He has said that you showed up at his house and he was keeping distance and had on a bunch of gloves and all that stuff. So what did he do that was so weird besides that, clearly?
Okay, so first of all, he masking taped off the 6 foot distance, like in several different staged areas of his house. So it's like, aww, if we're in the kitchen, you need to stand there. He's just super creepy. And not to mention, when I got home from this, you know, hazmat suit situation, I was sick as a dog. I puked all night. So I text him and I say, dude, you know, I hope you're okay. I'm super sick. Where did that food come from? And he texts me back and he's like, oh, it must be the Lysol.
It must be the Lysol?
Wait.
Hmm? Yeah. He sprayed down dinner.
He sprayed the food with Lysol?
No, he did not.
Yeah. Okay, well, wait a minute. This is getting out of hand.
Okay, wait, hold on. Summer, Jack is on the phone.
I'm being misrepresented.
Listen, Jack's
yourself.
Jack's on the phone. He was listening to what you just said. If you want to represent yourself, Jack, go ahead. How are you going to represent that you sprayed food with Lysol?
Yeah, I sanitize the food. I sanitize everything, which you should be doing as well.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Have you ever looked at ingredients in Lysol?
You're spraying your food with chemicals?
With disinfectant. It's not like just random crap from under the sink. It's disinfectant to kill viruses. It says it on the can.
It kills viruses.
So if there's viruses on the food, yeah, but if there's viruses on the food, it kills the viruses off of the food.
Okay,
you guys are acting like I'm an idiot. It's not like I freaking poured, like, globs of hand sanitizer or something, you know, poisonous or something. I sprayed a little tiny bit when the food came. I sprayed just the surface a little bit. I'm not surprised she threw it. Like, the first couple times I did it, I threw up too. But, like, after a while, you get used to it.
I can't.
This is insane.
This is, I don't know how you're still alive, man.
I don't know how you guys are still alive if you're not disinfecting your food. I mean,
oh my God.
I haven't gotten the virus.
This guy is like...
Summer, would you like to see Jack again, or?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Okay, Jack, she said thank you, but no thank you, and she appreciates all of your concern about the virus, but you're just not her type because she likes, can I say this, sane humans.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
All right, there are a couple times in life when I don't care how bad you have to go to the bathroom, you hold it. For example, you're a surgeon and you're operating on somebody who's dying. You got to poop, you hold it. You're flying a plane. You got to poop, you hold it. And if you're at your date's house for the first time and you got to poop, you hold it more than you've ever held anything before in your life. Otherwise, you're going to be talking to us for a Second Date Update on the 10th, and that's not exactly a good thing. Check out a classic one. It's freaking hilarious. Tomorrow morning, 8:10.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.